What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Simple Talk with your host, Mr. Anubis and Stargazer.
Yes, sir.
So, it's been a while. Yes, indeed it has. A lot of things we've been looking into, finding out. And I ain't gonna lie to you. There's a website out there and an app that shocked the shit out of me out of years of watching it develop. And that site is called TikTok. Man, I remember when that site used to be for kids, you know?
Yeah.
And now all I see is older women on there basically asking guys to be their friends and this, that, and the third. And
it basically turned into, Tinder.
Fuck that, man. OnlyFans.
That as well. Shit. TikTok to OnlyFans. Made by the Chinese government.
All I kept seeing was half-naked women.
I'm 42 years old. My husband left me. Can I get some attention? Like, come on, man.
That shit's crazy.
But not only that, it's just the fact that it's the woman, but at the same time, it's the men that actually feed into it. Like, come on, bro. Come on. But you got those that are like that.
The kids look away.
Like they're gonna look away.
Uh-huh.
That's that old term that's been for years. Close your eyes, cover your hands with your eyes. You still look through your fingers. Man, that shit don't do nothing at all today. It's ridiculous.
That sight was crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy. It wasn't was. It still is. Sitting there, oh, I don't know what I'm cooking today. Meanwhile, taking pictures or have a video, shirtless. Like, what does that have to do with the video? I thought you was cooking. I don't see any cooking. All I see is you shirtless, damn near almost shirtless, in the video. What is this? What am I watching? What?
The best one. They're sitting there, music going. They're just standing there, and then boom, they jump, and then boom, they naked. And some bikini, and then the third. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what the hell? But then you just question, you're like, bro, you guys are really amused by this? Like, seriously?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Women hate the fact that niggas are just so simple.
Uh-huh.
But then they love the fact that niggas are so simple so they can get money off of them.
Exactly.
Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Damn if you do, damn if you don't. As long as it works for them.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no losing out on anything. The only thing they losing out is what it's going to be, age. You can't cover up those wrinkles forever.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Some of them women on there don't look their age.
Yeah.
But then again, just like any other platform, they may not be the age they saying either. So.
Exactly.
She could say she's 45 years old. In reality, she's 32.
Right? Trying to be older.
You know, and then you got the young girls on there talk about, if you're older man only, and this, that, and the third. Like, wait. Oh, I hear daddy complex.
Yep. That's what I hear. When a sugar daddy, all of that.
Good. I'm good. I'm good.
Good at all. I don't want none of part of that. Nothing. Zero, zero.
I was on there for a good half hour, and oh, I swear, all I was doing was just scrolling to see the shorts, and all I kept running, like, every other video was a chick. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't a chick bouncing titties or showing her ass or telling me about how old she is or looking for some companionship, it was an advertisement of some kind.
Honestly.
I was like, wait, what? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, what happened to, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever happened to the simple go on there and watch somebody try to sing?
Right? We watch some funny videos, you know, like someone does something, someone falls, like a falling compilation or something. Like, nowadays.
It's titties.
Yeah.
Titties and ass, titties and ass, titties and ass. That's compilations.
That's, wow. Apparently that's what's on the TikTok market right now.
Is what we do.
This is how they make their money.
Sex sells, women know, and then they get mad. Mm-hmm.
That's sex sells. It's not fair. Go ahead, post.
I think the only women that complain about women that sex sells are the women that ain't making money and that sex sells.
Sounds about right. Because if they were, they wouldn't be complaining. And that's fact. That's fact.
And if it's not complaining about the money, is that their husband is paying too much attention to the other thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing something that makes their husband more attentive to them, but no complaining, the whining, that ain't getting your husband's attention.
Exactly.
Actually, the other woman got his attention. Mm-hmm. Just because you're nagging.
Exactly. Just exactly because you're nagging.
Nagging. Instead of fixing the problem. All you do is walk around the house in fucking pajamas instead of maybe a 90 or something.
Yeah.
Some sexy. Nah, you want to be in some shirt you had when you was fucking back in college.
Right?
Some sweatpants that look like you done fixed 13 cars, changed oils, brakes, and everything with them. Mm-hmm. And you walking around in socks, your hair not did.
Right.
And then you want to talk about, he don't pay me no attention. Bitch, you don't pay yourself attention.
Exactly.
Like, did you look in the mirror when you woke up? No, right? You just walk right by it. You wash your mouth and ducked under it.
Didn't give it a care in the world.
Like, damn. No, don't get me wrong, there's some lazy ass dudes like that too.
That's true.
And they the ones complaining, my wife don't want to give me no head. Nigga, did you wash your balls today? Jesus. You got up, went to the bathroom, took a piss. You wanted to suck your dick. Nigga, you ain't even wash your balls after you done sweated in the motherfuckers all night. Mm-hmm. Done pissed, dribbled in it, and nah, nigga, you nasty ass.
Bro. Oh. Can't, bro. Like,
well, you know, I don't have to do it. She's my wife. She loves me.
She loved you.
She loved you.
Loved you.
What you trying to say?
You ain't read what I just said. You got it. There was a D at the end of it.
For real. And after every D, there's an end. Like, TikTok is just titty talk.
I'm just still stuck on stupid on what I saw. Like, wow.
Yeah, I witnessed it too.
Yeah, I showed you. Yeah. Like, yo, look at this. Like, wait. Wait, hold up. Do y'all know that, you know, that I'm looking for a woman or something? Because I'm not.
Oh, shit.
Y'all got me mixed up. Wrong dude.
Looking for a woman? Here's 1,000 women.
Here's 1,000 half-nude women that you may be interested in.
Right?
No, I'm not. Can you show me regular shit again?
For real.
You know, the little shit that little dogs running around, barking or sleeping stupid or
right.
Something. I don't want to see tits and ass.
For real.
I want to see tits and ass, I go to Pornhub.
Look, bro. Honestly. Oh, you know, give it a like, comment, and see if we can actually meet. Like, come on. like fucking entering a damn raffle ticket.
That's the raffle ticket I don't want to win.
For real.
Like, I'm good.
Your own advertisement of raffle tickets, bro. Like, come on, bro. You got the fools in there.
Me, pick me. Pick me, please.
Like, bro, get yourself together, bro. Oh, my God.
Those are them dudes that are just tired of being lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't know. It's okay to be lonely, bro.
Sometimes, like, in me, I just feel... I even feel like I'd be... Just the desperation is just sad, bro.
It's because they're getting attention. That's what it is. They're getting attention that they're not getting nowhere else. If they got it somewhere else, they wouldn't be there.
Exactly.
And some guys just have this high fantasy, like, you know. So don't get me wrong. Some of these women are very pretty.
Right.
You know, and these guys know in their lifetime they can never get a woman like that.
Right.
That's how they feel. They don't try, though. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of women out there that don't really go for looks. They're not on TikTok. But, you know what I'm saying? They're not on TikTok.
Not at all.
You're on TikTok. They're on there for money.
For real. Nothing else. Or just to talk about something, just to be heard and get attention.
No, listen, if all you do is stand there, look at the camera, and then when the beat drop, you jump and your titties pop out of these pair of clothing you had on. Where's their conversation at?
I don't know.
I don't see no talking, lips did not move, just titties bounce. Then you don't get mad when a nigga comes stupid at you in your comments.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, I don't understand why guys disrespect me. Bitch, you disrespected yourself.
Exactly.
You don't want a dude to disrespect you, don't disrespect yourself. You only get what you ask for.
Can someone please help me? Why are you talking to my wife like that?
Fucking fools in the comment section.
Nigga, that ain't your wife. She's everybody's wife. I bet you gave her this one. Charlie over there gave her 600 more. Shut up. I hear Charlie talk about his wife, because Charlie got a wife.
Honestly.
You over here claiming some chat chick that you ain't never gonna see touch here. Hold up.
Yes. Is this true, babe? No, don't listen.
Don't listen to him. He's a hater. He's a woman hater. No, I'm a whole hater.
Oh my God.
Not a woman hater. I'm a hoe hater. There's a big difference in that.
It's so funny. It's true.
I can't believe it. Oh, no one else is gonna stand up for me.
I just want one day, just one day to happen and everybody just says nope.
That's when the whole comment section get quiet.
Exactly.
Except that one dude, that one cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know I got your back, baby, and then that one clown come here. What's going on? What I miss? Nigga, why don't you go back to sleep? You wanna know what's going on? Scroll back in the comments.
For real. My gosh, bro.
Then when you get on his ass with being nosy, you're like, damn, I just was asking. Don't ask.
Exactly.
You'll find out. Just stay there quietly. Sit right there in your corner. Mind your business. And you'll find out in a second. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Our conversation ain't over yet. Damn, you disrespectful. No, nigga, I'm keeping it real. Shut up.
Yep.
Make me. There you go, you ignorant bastard. Just shut up.
Oh, God. Like, all right, bro. I ain't got time for this, bro. Just nagging shit. Bitches do that. Yeah,
and that'd be that same dude. Then they come to cheerlead the nigga. See, that's what I'm talking about, see? You know what I'm saying, dude? See how he is, real disrespectful? There you go. You got two dudes now ganging up. Like, there you go. Cheerleader got a cheerleader. There we go.
Any more cheerleaders?
Anybody else want to hold some pom-poms? Jesus Christ. Oh, I could see why you single. Nigga, I'm not the one giving the money. You are. Shut
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Damn near losing your house. Can't pay rent.
Oh, no, I can't pay my rent.
What happened? Every time you go quiet for like 10 minutes, your wife walked in the room?
Hey.
Shut up.
What are you doing, Charles? Nothing.
Nothing. We ain't got those problems.
For real.
That's why I like getting at dudes, man. Like, y'all some simpleton, bro. Y'all realize there's just so much better shit out there.
Honestly.
Whatever happened to going to a female and talking to her?
They got too scared.
You gotta give
you.
Up $20,000
in order for her just to look
get
at
a,
her.
Just to get a pic.
Exactly.
In your email. Because she ain't giving you her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some fugazi ass email too, because you can't send back no comments to it. Yeah. It's a one way reverse. One way. No reversing.
One way. One way ticket.
But then it's in captions. You know I love you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send me? Can I borrow?
Can I borrow?
Can I hold?
Mm-hmm.
Can you donate? Tell a friend. There's always something.
I need
one way for you to get, you know. You know, let me tell you, the ones I like are the humble ones, even though they still do it. They don't ask for the big dough nose. They'll slide that little, you know, a dollar here, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Because they know a dollar here, a dollar there add up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick.
Real quick.
And it don't throw that sus out there like that.
Yeah,
you have a lot of dudes that'll be sus. But if niggas are just donating a dollar, niggas don't think. Because then you're going to have a couple be like, why are they just donating a dollar? You just give a $5. Boom. You get what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
Like, the same dude that would sit there and bitch about a nigga giving $100. Just got to know how to play niggas' minds. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is simple. You ain't got to show a nipple for a nigga to give. You ain't got to show a nigga nothing. You can sit there fully clothed and niggas sign over his whole fucking bank check to you. You gotta know what to do as a female.
Yep.
Yo, sex sells, yes. If you feel like, you know, it's demeaning, then don't do it. Yep. You ain't gotta get used to it. Like, you'll get used to it. No, you ain't gotta get used to shit. Like, there's other ways, yo. Niggas will sit down and give you money for you sitting there in a tank top.
For real.
Not a fucking, you know what I'm saying, bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting in a tank top and some sweatpants. Just talking some intellectual shit.
Yep, that would definitely...
You get dudes. Out. You ain't gonna get those... Yeah, you gonna get a few of them perverts. Like, yo, show me a nipple.
Definitely.
And then you just let a nigga know. Yeah, you in the wrong room, homie. And then you gonna get more niggas donating because they respect that and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you gonna get those respectful dudes.
Exactly. Gonna see a more a whole lot of respectful dudes than the ones that are perverts, trust me.
Bro.
And TikTok will definitely separate that real quick. Real quick.
Oh yeah. You'll get a solid following, a real humble nigga. Opposed to 20,000 fucking people and I don't know how many thousand of them are fucking perverts.
Right?
So you got 20,000 followers. 19,980 of them are fucking perverts.
For real. Message me, DM me now.
You know? Sometimes it's just, I could guarantee you half of these females just be scared to go into their fucking inbox just to see.
Yeah, I went down that.
Yeah, you see them nice ones. I mean, maybe you could put the, you know, inappropriate comments.
Yeah, like a blocker.
But you you got dudes that know a way around it.
Oh yeah.
Because if you type certain letters with certain symbols, it's still you get the idea.
Yeah.
Of what the fuck they trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You dumb. Oh, what does S dot dot T mean? Shit. It doesn't take a fucking genius.
And all this with TikTok, where they getting numerous amounts of like followers, and they're like, oh, but I don't understand all these pervs. Yeah, look what you're posting. Look at the content.
Bro, I swear, bro, I think I swiped through about 100 posts.
Yeah.
And like a good 90 of them were straight females telling me about themselves and what they're looking for, and the guy, and then the other half was some kind of commercial or some female telling me about some product she tried or wants you to try. What? That's not why I went to TikTok.
That's not at all.
And that's not my followers. Like, my followers, whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my followers are like what it used to be. Wow.
Now with Nancy just showing sex sounds, you know?
No, that's too ridiculous, man. That's supposed to be a kid's thing. But then again, look at Facebook. Facebook's supposed to be friends and family.
Yeah.
See where that went.
Yep. Definitely see where that went. Including friends, family.
Twitter was supposed to just be friends. About tweeting what you felt like. The see where that went.
The three F's. Friends, family, and FBI. Oh shit. Holy shit on
you're supposed to be able to link up with your old schoolmates and family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Facebook was. And look at it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like I said, look at Twitter. Twitter was supposed to be a place where you were supposed to be able to express your feeling, you know, blah, blah, blah. And look at it now. TikTok now. Like everybody.
Yeah, every platform. But
it's okay until shit blows up and it's like, oh, I can't believe. What you mean you can't believe? This shit's been doing this for 3 years. Now you got something to say about it?
Exactly.
Doing it for years. Oh, now you notice? Oh, it's been doing it for years. Now you care?
For real.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, wow. Talk about being woke. Jesus Christ.
Slap my
wound. It's like, you woke up. Okay.
Went right back to sleep.
Now you won't wake up. Now you seeing what's going on. Now you waking up for real, for real.
Yep.
Now you seeing what's going on. What you thought was going on wasn't going on. Now you know what's going on. Now you're like, wait, what? Now, they know, wait, what?
Steady in La La Land.
Just sit back and watch this shit fall. Because no matter what it is, whether it's dominoes, whether it's dice, whether it's cards, mm-hmm. whether it's money, if you drop it, it's going to fall. How it falls is how it falls. Because you can't change it.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what's happening right now. Shit's falling and it's just falling. Just falling. Shit's falling everywhere.
Especially falling into the new year.
I feel sorry for the motherfuckers that got to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
And you saying, oh, yeah, nigga, it's your generation.
I don't know.
It's your motherfucking generation that got cleaned up this motherfucking mess.
Oops. Holy shit. Man,
y'all better start putting on gloves and get them big high fucking boots. Big high boots. Shits that come, you know them shits the fishermen use?
Yep.
Shits that come up and you fucking strap it up. Yeah, y'all niggas know you need that. And a whole lot of y'all don't even know where y'all gonna stick all that shit. Hey, man, there's so much shit, I don't know where y'all gonna put it. Y'all better stop burning. Y'all better start doing something.
For real.
Y'all got a whole lot of shit to clean up. God damn.
Whole lot of shit. Whole lot of burn. Just hoping it's enough space to do it.
Ain't enough shit. Space, believe that. There's just too much shit in it. Yep. Just when you think, like I said, you know, you got to put on the big shit. Because you just got one side of it. They haven't cleaned out the rest of the barn yet, so.
Oh yeah.
Like I said, that's just, you know, that's just like, you know, you sweep the porch of the house, but never once cleaned the house.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Now you gotta clean the house, and you guess what's gonna happen? The porch is gonna get dirty again. So, you might as well never have cleaned the porch and just start from the inside up. Welcome to waking up. That's exactly what happened to me with TikTok. Waking, I'm like, hello.
Hello, waking.
And the thing is, since I've been on that page, since that day, I have not gone back. It's like, wow, like, my brain is just not ready. For real, not ready for that. Wow.
Like, there's like so much that's happened. Like, I think it was like a video where it shows all these people, they dancing at work and dancing at funerals. And, like, it's just this whole fucking trend just dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing.
It's like, the way I hear it was crazy, though. The way I hear it is like the trend went from you trying something completely crazy that can probably kill you, or now this with a bunch of women. Like, that's the only two things I'm either hearing or physically seeing for myself. It's either or. It's like, wow, that's all there is? You're letting people find a way to kill themselves, or women doing exotic shit. It's like, wow, yo, TikTok challenge. Drink 3 cups of bleach and swallow 12 Tylenols. You'll feel like Superman in the morning. I did it. Watch.
Oh, shit.
Wake up in the morning doing 20 push-ups. No.
Right.
That's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is, before you finish drinking that third cup of bleach and even think you popping that pill, you're going to be throwing your fucking lungs up.
Yep.
Rush to the hospital.
Hope you can make it.
Getting your stomach pumped. That shit hurt like fuck. This is not fucking nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt.
Oh, whoa. Johnny,
and after all that, just when you think you just gotten better, they're gonna lock you up in a 4x4 because your dumb ass tried to kill yourself.
Exactly.
Now you're in the psych ward for a hot minute. Evaluation. You just made a whole thing better.
Mm-hmm. Straight whole better for yourself.
Just because you wanted to complete the TikTok challenge. Wow.
Well, the other people know.
Yo, you know when I thought the TikTok challenges were stupid as shit?
What?
Was when I saw them doing a TikTok challenge of eating a spoonful of cinnamon. What the fuck ever made you think you could even swallow that?
Don't understand. At all.
What the fuck? Bro, it does not take a genius to know that shit is only going to stop halfway down your throat and you're coughing that up.
Exactly.
And you're going to choke to all hell.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes down the wrong pipe, it's going to burn to all hell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you think? Oh,
well,
if it comes out your nose, that burns. Like I said, what would make you...
Honestly, I feel like it was just a test.
Test of what? Your stupidity?
Pretty much.
Like, I see no ingenious thing going up and down with that right there. Not one.
It was a test. They were like, let's see if they... How stupid are these people? Oh, like, they did it!
Do you really look at the TikTok challenge and say to yourself, yeah, I can beat that?
I didn't watch it at all. I heard about it. At the time, I think, what was that, like a year ago?
You know, the people that are doing that must not be cooks. They must not
cook. For real.
For real.
Cinnamon.
If you ever cook, then you're a cook. You know cinnamon ain't something you want to throw in your mouth like that. Mm-hmm. Damn near any powdered object you want to throw in your mouth like that.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter what it is, with garlic, onion, don't matter. That's not something that you can swallow like that.
Just don't get it. I don't get it at all.
It's like, just put it in the terms of putting a bunch of sand in your mouth and think you can swallow that.
Yeah, for real.
It's the same shit. Doesn't matter how fine it is, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Powder.
Your saliva gets dried up with an instant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna work. You didn't think of that.
Exactly.
What do they teach in science? Shit like that. Like, what are they?
I don't know. Who the hell comes up with these channels? Well,
you don't want to test it out that way. You know what I'm saying? Find yourself a fucking frog. Mm-hmm. Take a frog and throw him on a sandy beach. Yeah, what's going to happen? The nigga's going to get stuck.
Yep.
Every inch of sand is going to stick to that nigga. What's going to happen inside your mouth if you did the same thing with any object that's fucking powder?
Mommy. You almost choked. You know,
that's gonna fucking happen. But no, they're gonna try it anyway.
Yep.
And then wind up in the hospital and talk about, oh, I did a TikTok challenge. No, you did a moron challenge. No one told you on TikTok to physically do it. They didn't say you had $1 million if you did this right. If you complete this challenge, you win this much money. No, you're doing that at the risk of your own life.
Exactly.
But that does show what they do say, though. You know what I'm saying? You know? Oh, if this person jumps off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge, too? At the rate the TikTok is, I think so. I bet you if I jump off this bridge and make it to the water, I'm going to survive. See how many motherfuckers will do it, too.
It's sad.
And I ain't telling nobody to go do no dumb shit like that. You're a fucking idiot if you try.
Gonna have the moms. You know, my son.
I heard it on Simple Talk that if you jump off the bridge, you survive. No, that's not what I said. I said you're a moron if you did that. Don't twist my words.
For real.
Don't have me in the front cover of some damn magazine talking about he's inviting people to die. No, I'm not. You're a moron if you try it. You're a moron if you try any of the TikTok guys. That basically endanger your life.
Basically. What happened, Juliana? Well, my son, you know, he just did the TikTok challenge.
I want you to know that some way or another, right?
Yeah.
If somebody did do something and I got blamed for it, even though I said not to do it 1,000 times, somewhere in this podcast, they're going to find a way that I said that it was okay to do it.
Or edit. How do you
but he said it was okay. See, he said it, and look, he said it more than once that it's okay.
See,
and he's laughing. No, I said, if you did it, you're a fucking moron. That's why I'm laughing, because I know y'all motherfuckers will find a way to spin it.
Right.
To your narrative. Your freaking narrative. To make it look like, you know, it's a joke to everybody. Or, I'm making a joke out of it.
Right?
See, he's making a joke out of it. It's not funny.
It's racist.
People have died. I know, that's why I'm saying if you did it, you're a fucking moron. Now, I keep saying you're a moron, but it'll get twisted somehow.
Right?
By a moron.
Yeah. Like, bro, it's been tossed around so much, that word racist. Like, oh my god. Like, the word racism is at a
term. The word racist has been used so loosely that the meaning of racism doesn't even mean what it means anymore.
Exactly.
It's like everybody's a racist. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter. Even if you're a black person, you got black people calling you racist. If you're a white person and you object to a white person's point of view, you're a racist.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Wait, what? Where does this damn line draw at? Like, come on now.
has never...
Somebody's going to listen to this and say we're racist.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea what color you are. They have no idea what color I am. But we're both racist against somebody. Like, it's just... Yeah. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Like, you're just cold, whatever. You're just racist at this point. Racist towards objects, aliens, you know, you name it.
I won't be surprised. Somebody's going to see they're racist towards TikTok. They racist to women. You see how they discriminating against them on, about women on TikTok?
Have you seen the women on TikTok?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Because I guarantee you the people that's going to defend it ain't got husbands that's looking on TikTok. Because if they did, their husbands won't be on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to tell you,
well, my husband don't go on TikTok.
Then why you... Listen, then this ain't an argument you should be having right now.
Exactly.
If you're not that percentage of people we're talking about.
Because if you actually get offended, I'll say you're one of those people. You wouldn't be offended if you weren't. It is what it is. Because, gosh.
And I got my opinion on a lot of shit like that. And I keep it to myself because I know it's going to offend somebody.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't relate
and
to you.
Somewhere along the line, I'm going to be called a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And shit like that. And I don't want to hear it. I really don't. I really, really don't. Because now I'm going to have somebody telling me what I ain't. But it is okay because they're going to tell me about myself,
mm-hmm.
and my life, mm-hmm. and how I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, you don't even know me from a hole in the wall.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, so.
You're racist. How dare you? You're against LGBTQT. Oh,
I'm
didn't
against,
say that.
I'm against everything. Just because... I said I don't like something on TikTok.
Yep.
It's what it is.
It's just been thrown loosely, like, it's just... You offend everything. Like, the slightest thing you can say, you can just burp, you offend somebody. How dare you?
It's like, I just never knew we'd come into a world that people were just so sensitive.
Yeah, so like, sensitive. Like, come on. Like, where's your backbone?
What backbone?
Not at TikTok.
It's called chicken back.
Like, shit. Like, you can't see anything nowadays.
And mind you, it's cheap too. Mm-hmm. It ain't expensive. Mm.
Don't got no backbone.
And again, somebody will probably find some offense to what I just said.
That's racist.
He's
backbone?
Racist because he's calling. He said we don't have backbones enough. He compared our backbones to chickens.
Bro, and somebody will edit this to make it sound the way they want it to sound.
It is bad, man.
Same way we edit videos to make them look like we're fucking champions and playing games.
Mm-hmm.
Same way motherfuckers will fucking make it look whatever.
That sounds about right.
Let me tell you something. If we sat there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we could edit the way we edit, and we're not bad, but if we sat there and spent $300-$400 on to somebody to really edit it for us that knows how to really edit and got good programs in editing, yeah, we'll be top streamers too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Paying somebody a couple hundred dollars per video to edit a freaking 3-minute clip. $200 right there, $500-$600 for a 3-minute clip.
Sounds about right.
You know what I'm saying? But it gotta be fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta be fire. Boom. You know, they'll go through a couple hours of your video clips and you try to give them the best clips you got so they ain't gotta go through a lot of work.
Exactly.
A day or two later, they come up with a nice little clip for you. Boom. Next one, you want a 5-minute clip, you throw them an extra 600, boom, they just made 1,200 for that boom. Clip, 600 for the other clip. Yeah, I need a little minute clip here.
Okay.
He already got a couple compilated clips stacked up so he can, bro, once they start working with you for a while, it just gets easier for them like it does for you.
Exactly. They know the procedure, they know what to do. Whole process is to make money.
So you spend a couple thousand, you know, at the end of the month, you drop $5,000-$6,000 to edit mad videos, and here you go making $20,000-$30,000 on YouTube and TikTok and this and that and the, come on, bro. That's how it's done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Simple.
The man behind the scenes is the reason why these influencers and content creators are who they are. It's the man's behind the screen, not the one who's there all the time in your face.
The cameraman.
You know, they'll go through a lot of different, you know, editors and producers and so forth and so on. They'll go through tons of them. So they find the right one that can work with them and, you know, give them what, you know, your vision. Take what you see and actually put it into a tape or something so other people can see. When you get that producer in, you don't let them go. You know what I'm saying? This is the person you want. You pay them top dollar so they don't get interested in doing nobody else's work and just concentrate on yours.
Exactly. That's pretty much how it goes. And behind the scenes is the one that's literally making the moves. You sit back, relax, and wait for it to finish.
It's a true fact. You got to spend money to make money.
Exactly. Spend money to make money.
You start off with what you got. Trust me, you're gonna need more.
Mm-hmm. Trust me.
But you know, we veered off a little because we always do that. But
yeah,
we didn't forget. TikToks is still the OnlyFans combination. There. We ain't forget about that.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's just ridiculous. The way the world has come, I never thought I would see it get to this.
It's just a mess, bro.
Tangled web we. It's fucked up when you think you ain't gonna get tangled up in your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
You wind up by the own web you weave. You're all tangled in it and can't get out because you web it. It's your fucking thing. No one else.
It's yours. Not too long until the prey comes out of nowhere.
I ain't no spray. It's gonna let niggas get choked up.
Yep.
You know what happens to a spider to get that? What happens to a fly that gets stuck in a spider's web that no longer is owned by a spider? He eventually sits there and rots.
That's good. That's a fact. Damn. Set the trap, let them stay there, and it's literally
in your... Spider don't have to be there no more.
Yeah.
And you can look around anywhere. Even if you go down to my basement and look in certain areas, you're going to see there's a spider web there and an insect there that's dead, and there's no spider web. There's no spider around. Because if there was a spider, he would be in a cocoon, that insect. But he's not. He's not. That means there's no spider. That means there's an empty web.
Mm-hmm.
That means no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You spread your web, you're gonna get tangled in it. It's gonna tangle something. It's eventually gonna. It's gonna come back and bite something.
Yep.
Eventually. This time around, it bit the people that spun it. So.
Mm-hmm. Are they gonna get out? Who knows?
They ain't getting out. That's the problem. Nothing gets out of a spider's web. At least that I know of. Because I've seen birds get stuck in those shits and can't get out. So,
damn.
Believe that. You can YouTube that if you want. Birds get stuck in spiders' web and spiders eat them. So, and that's birds.
God damn. And
anything could get caught in there, you're done. The world. Let's say the world. America sprung out a nice thick web.
It tried
the spiders
so
that put the web out are not going to hide, and the little side little ringlets that used to occupy or used to travel those webs freely can no longer travel freely.
Exactly.
And they're getting stuck. That's exactly it.
That's exactly it.
So that's why all these different locations that we mentioned earlier are going through what they're going through now.
You got caught by the web.
Trust me, they've been gunning at TikTok for a very long time.
They've just been waiting.
Listen, when I first was telling people to get the fuck off TikTok was 5 years ago, when TikTok was starting to boom, I was telling people, yo, that's not where you want to be. A couple years later, you hear the government bitching about it. A couple years after that, they still bitching about it. Now y'all want to bitch about it. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
terrible.
Yo, when I was bitching about, yo, telling my people, yo, stay off this platform, man. Trust
don't
me.
Be on it.
Nothing on here worthwhile. No one want to, you know, now I'm not going to say no one, because a good 99% of my friends just backed off of it.
Right.
Even though they was like, oh, but this is, you know, kids. I was like, trust me, there's more to this than meets the eye. Believe me. 5 years later, there's more to it than meets the eye, huh?
Oh, I didn't see it.
That's all people say now.
Too late now. Oh, wow.
You can't take back nothing you put up on any site. So whatever you find out later on, regardless of whatever it is, no matter what it is, whether they are selling your information, whether they sold your pictures with your information, you can't do say shit. Why? There's nothing you can do about it. It's out there already.
Exactly.
And you did it. No one forced you to do it.
No one did.
You voluntarily took these pictures of yourself. You voluntarily added all this information. You voluntarily did this stuff. No matter how much you want to blame these sites, you can't. You did this voluntarily.
And so, it's all under the terms and services.
Yeah, and the fine print, it says that whatever pictures or whatever you post, whether you delete it or not, it's still their property. So technically, what does that tell you? Whether you deleted it, it's not deleted.
Yep.
You just deleted it from your page, your visible page, not the back page that they got written up of. Bro, I knew this a long time ago, man, and I've been calling that out for a long time, bro, for over 5 years. Nobody want to listen. Now you got to listen. Now you got to listen. Well, you ain't got to. You'll find out the hard way anyway. It's still coming.
Either way.
You know, these are all bubbles. And just like a web, bubbles are going to burst. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, we going to call this episode a wrap. Stay the fuck off of tick.
For real.
You know, like the time, tick-tock.
And it's soon to explode.
Or it's going to run out. If ain't nobody tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Stay safe, stay warm. The temperature is dropping. Happy holidays. Start your new year on the right note, because you may not hear from us till then. But listen, holidays can be positive for some people, negative for other people. But please, you know, hang in there, man. You know, like I said, if ain't nobody tell you, we love you. Stay safe again, stay warm, and we're out of here.
Peace.